Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Hibbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium. ALL is ticker there. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to be here, Justin.
Yeah, you've been mentioned on quite a few times on the podcast. Right? John Mayer and a lot of people I know, investors, have said, get these guys on the podcast. Very exciting things going on. So it's good to get you on. So before we talk about your high-grade lithium and the PFS and what you hope to do in the future, just explain for people not familiar with the company a bit about what you do, please.
Happy to do that. So the history of the company is we were an exploration company. We looked at various projects in West Africa. And some years ago, we identified what is now the project that we are totally focused on, which is a Ghanaian lithium project, which we are currently taking to production. And it's a very exciting project indeed. It's located obviously in Ghana, which is one of the best mining jurisdictions in Africa. And it is really just a really wonderful project. It's the simplest mining project I've had in my 25 years of working in the mining industry.
Wow. Okay. Well, you just released last week your ongoing high-grade lithium intersections at Ewoyaa. So take us through that, and then we'll go into the PFS as well, if you could, Neil.
Happy to do that. So in terms of the intersections, we recently completed 47,000 meters of drilling, and this is the first section of the assays coming back. So these are the results and the interpretation. And you can see in that release on Friday again, and what's really nice about this project, it's very consistent in terms of its grades and in terms of its widths. So very nice mining conditions. You will see earlier in the year, we upgraded our resource by some 50%. So it's 20 million tons, we're now 30 million tons. What this will do is two things. This work, and you'll see more results coming out over the next couple of months. It will provide us with greater assurance of the conditions for mining, which to be honest, it has. It's been really very, very encouraging to see what we've built on that side, and indeed adding more resource. So we're doing exploration drilling as well. So the project side, as I say, it's about 30 million tons. You can expect, I think, around the year end, we'll put out an update on that. So the resource will probably increase another 5 million tons or so. Let's see. But the potential for the project, and I think this is one of the really nice things about the project, is it's probably around twice its current size, we think, and might even be three times. Obviously, we haven't worked on much of the area, and so it could potentially be a much bigger project in time. We're not waiting for that. And as you rightly observed, Justin, we have already put out the pre-feasibility study, which worked on 2 million tons of throughput a year, with some very, very good numbers coming out. So the project is an all-spodumene project, which is, if you like, the gift of nature to us. Most projects in Africa are a mix of minerals. So these tend to be more expensive and less attractive in terms of the converters who buy the product. We are fortunate in this project is all spodumene. It has very low impurities in it, so it makes a very attractive product. Mm-hmm. You'll see from the numbers that we put out that when we get to production, which we're looking to do the year after next, we will be on a very fast payback scenario. So total CapEx is stated in that report of $125 million. We're looking at payback on that of around 20 weeks because the project is really just a very attractive project. Easily the best lithium project in Africa, I would say that, wouldn't I? But it's just very, very good conditions, located in a very good place with very good infrastructure. Ghana's a great mining country. Nearly all of our staff are Ghanaian. There's a deeply experienced and knowledgeable team there. So it's really a very exciting project to be involved with.
Yeah, well, I think you've been a bit modest here, but go through some of the figures in the PFS, because there's some big numbers there, aren't there?
There are. So, I mean, in terms of, you know, life of mine revenues, I think we were looking at like $4.8 billion. So you put in context $125 million capex. It's worth standing back, I think, Justin, and just looking what's happening in the lithium market. Mm-hmm. So the lithium market has been very strong recently. Obviously, this is a result, I suppose, of a once in a 100-year change in technology away from petrol engines to electric vehicles. And if you look at the forecast for the next 10 years, some of your listeners may have read the book Volt Rush by Henry Sanderson. He's estimating you need another 72 lithium mines in the next 10 years. Benchmark Minerals, which is one of the leading commodity analysts, are saying you need 59 new mines in the next 10 years. And anybody who knows anything about mining, it's very difficult to bring on mines. It takes a long time to do so. So for those of us who are in an advanced stage of bringing a project to mining, it really is a very attractive scenario. So the current lithium price is around $7,500 a ton. If you look at the OPEX that we face with our project, it's sub $300. So the payback is very fast indeed. I think we were estimating 20 weeks for payback on some very reasonable assumptions regarding the pricing of lithium. I think in our modeling, which really, I mean, the numbers are eye-watering in terms of returns, but we've actually used pretty conservative numbers of what price of lithium will be. I think our average was around $1,360, where, as I say, the current market is $7,500. So this is a very robust project indeed. We do expect it to go through a significant revaluation for the next few years.
Yeah, we'll just look at that. Average life of mine, EBITDA of $248 million per annum. That's quite impressive. So what's next then, Neil?
It is. So you're seeing several important announcements come out recently, one of which you refer to as the first section of drilling announcements, but there's more to come as those assets come through. Probably the most significant announcement was that we've applied for our mining license, and we expect around a year for that to come in. And what we'd like to do is to be breaking ground on the project by the end of next year in terms of taking the project to mining. So what you'll see over the coming months is yes, more results, more information about what we're doing about taking the project to mining, and indeed filling out our team. So obviously we're moving away from the exploration focus now to the development and mining stage. So we're bringing in people who have great experience in that department and indeed have a great deal of lithium knowledge. So we're quite excited about what's happening there. We can also look, as we increase the resource now, and as I say, we're looking to increase the resource again at higher production scenarios. So we think it could sustain production at, say, another 50% higher, and obviously that would reflect even more in those stunning NPV numbers that you were talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Well, on the front page of Vox Markets, Neil, there's 10 companies that are most followed. That changes all the time as people hit the follow buttons. So if you could, to get on that list, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Atlantic Lithium to their watch list, please.
So that's first is very clear. It's a macro situation for lithium, and it's well worth watching the space. It's a very exciting one. Obviously, the rollout of electric vehicles requires a great deal more production of lithium, and that's created some very attractive prices. So absolutely, the macro background to lithium is very important. The second one is you look at our project, and if you look at it against peers, modestly, I would say that it's a standout best project than anyone's seen in Africa, and it compares very well. We recently listed the company onto the ASX, and so if you want to look at a good comparable, I would say people should look at Core Lithium, which is a project that's coming to production now in Australia, but is a very similar type of deposit, situated a very similar distance to port, and a slightly smaller resource, but that's sort of valued at 5-6 times what our value is today. So we hope over the next 18 months that we'll see that uplift in value as people can see the projects approaching cash flow. So we think that's very exciting. And I think the last one, to be honest, is I think we've got a great team and there's lots of news to come. So as I say, over the coming months, you'll see lots of news flow about how we're taking the project to production, and I think the excitement will build there.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Neil, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.